Tex and the City has kept you informed of what's happening in the South African music industry for a good while now. And this podcast is an extension of everything that goes on the website, plugging you into all the hottest music news, reviews, and interviews through insightful and hopefully stimulating conversations with the people who are on the ground, the people who are plugged into the culture, and the people who are making shit happen. Tex and the City is also going through a few changes that will become fully evident in the next few weeks, but I did want to say a huge thank you to everyone who signed up for our newsletter last week. I promise not to spam you, I cross my heart. I hate spam. And the purpose of this newsletter is to keep you informed of everything that's happening on the site or happened on the site and on social during the week. So it's basically the briefest of recaps. And if you haven't signed up, you can just head on over to textinthecity.com and you'll see the sign up form on the right hand side of the column on the site. Now, music is synonymous with road trips, those journeys that are made more memorable by the playlists that make reaching the destination so much more enjoyable. And in South Africa, music is a unifier. It brings people together regardless of where their journeys might be taking them. The power of music to unite is the inspiration behind a new project from the Halfway Group called On Track to Better, a partnership with several top South African musicians, and one of them is Sama-winning duo Gadasi and Maklinga. And Gadasi joins me today. David, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Thank you so much. I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm fantastic. It's really nice weather in Cape Town currently. We've got that like tail end of summer. It's like, it's not too hot, it's not too cold. Because this summer's been unbearable. Let's just talk about that for a second. This summer's been crazy. I don't know, where are you based?
So I'm in Pietermaritzburg in KZN. And I mean, at the moment, it's unbearable. It's ridiculous. Having said that, I have just come back from Cape Town. Maklinga and I were there for a few shows, and the heat was just as bad. So, yeah, I think it's the crescendo before we head into winter.
100%. You said you were in Cape Town for a few shows. Where did you play? How was it? Did you enjoy yourself? Tell me.
Yeah, we love traveling to the Cape. It's we're slowly creating a really nice following down there, and for this little tour, it was actually mostly couple of private functions, and then we had an awesome public show at the Alma Cafe with our friend John Ellis, who is an amazing singer-songwriter from, he was head of the leader of Tree 63. And we did an awesome collaborative session on one of the evenings. And John's originally from Durban. And we've been working with him on and off for the last few years. So it was really great. Awesome response from the Capetonians.
John is such a legend. I actually had no idea that he was in Cape Town. And then the other day I was on the promenade because Will Lindley was doing like a little pop-up. So I just went to, you know, have a look and support. And then John, not even knowing that it was me, came up sort of behind me and was like, "What's going on here? Why are all these people here?" And he's like, "Oh, Tekla. Ah, oh, I haven't seen you in so long." I was like, "John, I didn't even know you were in Cape Town." But he's the best. He's such a great dude.
Such a great guy. Love him.
Now, you play an integral part in Halfway Group's new campaign On Track to Better, which I think is a fantastic sentiment for South Africans to take to heart, a campaign with real soul. And I want to know, what drew you into being a part of Halfway's novel project?
Well, it was a no-brainer because it's basically they're celebrating South African music. And, you know, it's... South Africa has such incredibly unique styles. And if we look at our history, the history of South African music and where it is now and how it's evolved. And so we were thrilled to be brought on board being traditional musicians and fusing traditional Zulu and Western folk. And we had so much fun with the team. And we've got one more show coming up. So it's been really great.
You did such an incredible interview with Carol Lafori recently that I enjoyed watching it so much. I think I watched it like 3 times, especially the part where Maqinga talks about the difference between Maskandi and Mbaqanga, which was super educational for me. Is there perhaps a facet of Maskandi that's not well known that you think people should know about?
So with Maskandi, like any other style of music, Maskandi has evolved, and the style of Maskandi we play is very traditional, and what you hear on the radio, on the airwaves nowadays, which is classified as Maskandi, isn't true Maskandi as it was 30 years ago, 40 years ago, and that was what I grew up with when I was younger, and I fell in love with Maskandi greats. Obviously, Juluka, Johnny Clegg, and Sipho Mthunu. And these were all musicians who played the really old school styles of Maskandi. And so what Maqinga and I are doing is we're trying to bring back that old school style. As I say, what you hear on the airwaves isn't what it was back in the day. And we feel that the old school style still has a place in 2024. And so we're trying to take that around the country and abroad. And yeah,
I was going to say, not only does that have a place in South Africa, but it's also garnered you a huge audience internationally. And I mean, you travel overseas frequently. What's that response been like to see people engaging with your music?
It's fantastic. I mean, you're going into a new country, and you're often performing for people who have never heard this style before. When they think of African music, maybe they're thinking of West African, East African styles, which is far more prominent in the international world. And so when they hear traditional Maskandi, it's a whole new world, but there's something familiar there, and it has a Celtic ring to it. It got a bit of a jazzy feel, a bit of a blues feel. And so it's all of these mixed into this style, which we know as Maskandi. And obviously we bring in that Western flair. So it adds another dimension that they can relate to. And we also turn it into a storytelling experience, talking to them about the songs and the backgrounds and the beautiful country we come from. And yeah, we're really fortunate to be able to take it around the world.
I mean, talking as somebody who unfortunately has not seen one of your live shows, that's a huge bad on my part, which I will fix. I will fix it in the future, David, I promise. But you sell your show so well. Like, listening to you talk about your set right now, I'm like, oh my gosh, that sounds so incredible. And I think, especially for a lot of people, somebody like myself who doesn't understand the language, the fact that you add the storyteller element in and there's an educational aspect to the set, I love that. Because if I can step away from a set having A, been inspired, but B, having learned something, I mean, that's really the power of music.
Absolutely. No, music really is so powerful. And Maqinga and I always say we never preach about sort of what we do, and we don't intend on doing that, you know, but we like to lead by example. We're doing what we love. You know, me as a young white man, Maqinga as an older Zulu man, that there's a big age difference. But at the end of the day, we're just doing what we love, and we have a really great friendship that's developed over the last 14 years. And yeah.
Please tell me how the two of you met. I'm sure there's a beautiful story behind there.
So Maqinga and I are both originally from Mbangeni in Northern Zululand, in the heart of Zululand, but it's a total coincidence. We actually met in a studio in Durban in 2010. At that stage, I was finishing matric, and I needed to get my first ever concertina tuned. A concertina needs to be reconfigured in order to accompany traditional Zulu scales. And so I was able to get hold of someone who said, listen, if you need anything done, talk to this guy by the name of Makeng Hatebe. He knows everyone in the industry and he'll be able to sort you out, sort your concertina out. So anyway, we met in a studio, we took the concertina to be reconfigured. And while that was being retuned, Makeng and I spent the day in studio jamming. And we literally spent the whole day playing traditional songs, traditional war songs, playing a few of my own, a few of his. And that was it. That was the start of our incredible friendship. And it's been absolutely amazing, an amazing journey with him.
Was there ever any doubt in your mind that music was your calling? Did you ever for like a second think, oh, maybe I could do something else, or maybe I could go into a different vocation?
Well, before I got into it seriously, after having met Makunga, music was always there. I started playing the guitar when I was 12. I started teaching myself Maskandi, traditional Maskandi. Oh, wow. And so it was always there. But during school, my school years, I didn't plan on doing this professionally. I knew or got a sense that the music industry was incredibly tough and daunting. And so one of my interests was cinematography, videography. And oh, wow. So I probably would have landed up going to AFTA or somewhere to study film, film production. And then after having met Makunga and after having done more and more performances on public stages, I realized that I need to follow my calling and continue with the music. And that's how it all started.
Well, I think it worked out pretty well, don't you?
a good decision indeed. It's a really tough industry, but totally worth it if you put effort into it. And you can make it happen.
100%. Now, you've already performed one show at Halfway Forward in Waterfall last month.
Yes.
Talk to me about that experience. How did you find that? Because performing in a car dealership is definitely different. It's not your stereotypical Saturday morning venue.
No, absolutely. And Saturday morning. Yeah, we don't often do Saturday mornings. So no, it was fantastic. It was a really great intimate show. And we love intimate shows. We, as the duo, we love being able to do a variety of shows. So festivals, corporates, big shows, small shows. Our intimate shows are the best. And we love having that, the audience, the listening audience that listens to the stories. And that's exactly what we had at our Waterfall gig, Halfway Waterfall. And so it was a wonderful morning.
You'll be performing your second show this Saturday at Halfway Toyota in Shelly Beach. What can we expect from this week's intimate performance? Because it really is small. Like it's not, it's a tiny stripped down. What can we expect?
No, it is tiny. It's another one of our intimate shows where we really can combine the storytelling and the music. And I know we've got quite a nice following in that part of the world on the South Coast. And so I think it's going to be a really great morning. And we're really excited for that.
Another facet of the Halfway campaign is this very cool Spotify playlist that celebrates our country's journey to better through music. It's a 77 track playlist. I don't know if you've had a look at it.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing, but it's really bred for a road trip, that playlist. Oh, yeah. But I wanted to know which songs embody the spirit of South Africa for you.
Sure, which songs? There are countless songs. If I think of groups, first of all, the sounds of Ladysmith Black Mambazo. We can't forget Mambazo. They're one of our biggest South African exports, and there's a reason. Totally a cappella, and they've been a huge inspiration and just a wonderful group. So if we think of Homeless, No Matemba, so many songs of Ladies with Black Mambazo. If we think of Miriam Makeba, the old great. If we think of Johnny Clegg, Sibongcunu, Juluka, but then we've got so many new and up and coming artists, new artists who have blown up and done incredibly well, and who really do represent South Africa and South African music, bringing together different styles. Look at Mikasa, Jay Something, look at Majozi. So many artists. So I think the music industry is in a really good place at the moment, and we can see that in the playlist, in Halfway's playlist.
Yeah, I do feel like the music industry, I mean, you know, you said that it's tough, and I talk about it on this podcast a lot about, you know, the realities of the music industry in South Africa, especially post-COVID. But I feel like the scene is in a good space, especially live.
Absolutely.
So what's on the rest of the cards for you in 2024? What can we look forward to in the form of shows, tours, and maybe more music to follow on from last year's album, Asimbonge?
Yeah. So we are currently working on shows, on local tours over the next few months, and as well as releasing a new music video soon, one of the tracks of our previous album, and then also focusing on a few singles. So we obviously released our latest album last year, and so we'd like to do a couple of new singles, working with other artists, and then also working on our European tour. So we'll be heading back to Europe in July, and we're very excited about that. And so we're currently just nailing down dates and venues. So there's a lot coming up, and we're very excited about the year.
That sounds epic. Do not miss Kadasi and Makinga live at Halfway Toyota, Shelly Beach, this Saturday, 16 March. What time, David?
10 o'clock, 10 a.m.
10 a.m. Oh, it's early, early for a Saturday. But if you've got kids, bring them. Entrance is free. Booking is essential. David, it's been such a pleasure talking to you. Please do not be a stranger. Now you know me. Now when you're in Cape Town, now you must let me know.
Done. We will see you there. We're excited.
This episode was made possible by the Halfway Group, Matthew Dickinson, and the good people at Sure. If you're obsessed and you need to know more, you can find us across socials at Tex and the City and at texandthecity.com for more music news. Otherwise, thank you for listening and catch you next week.
Inspiration. You don't find it. It finds you.
It's not always in the big moments.
It's in the little ones too.
Sometimes it arrives early.
Sometimes it hits you like a crashing wave.
It arrives in silence too.
Often it comes from more than just faces.
It comes in all shapes, new and familiar faces.
But when it finds you, you'll know.
It'll take you to moments and places that you'll be proud to put your signature on.
Inspiration? It's found us, thanks to you, SA. And it's kept us on track to better for over 58 years. Let's find your better together. Halfway, your journey keeps getting better. Proudly doing our part to build a better South Africa. The Halfway Group. A family of companies that we are proud to put our signature on.